We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top. We are trying to figure out, according to Rabba, that holds the Alfisha Ein Bikin Lishma, which Mandi Amma holds Ksiva and Chasim Lishma. You have to say Bafani Nichtav, Bafani Nechtam that was Lishma. Which Mandi Amma holds both Lishma? So Gemara says three lines from the top of Dalet Amud Aleph. El Al Olam Rab Alaza. It's really Rab Alaza holds Eda Mesira Karti, which means you only need Ksiva Lishma because you don't need a Chasima. But the Gemara says like this: Chiloi by Rabbi Leizer Chasima. When don't you need Chasima l'shma? Heched leka edim klal. We don't have edim at all on the star. But heched ike edim. If you put edim on the star already, boy, then it has to be legit edim. The Amar Rav Abba, Moida Rav Alaza Mezuyif Metayicha Shu Pasul. Rav Abba says that Rav Alaza's Moida, if it's a Mezuyif Metayicha, it's Pasul. Which Rav Abba's talking about a case where you wrote on the star, you signed the Karev or Pasul. So a car of a puzzle, you put on the star, it's puzzle. So the same thing is Shalai Lishma. That's what trying to start to. Just like, according to Rav Alaza, if you put false Edom on it, or not kosher Edom rather, on the star, it would not be good, even though you don't need it. So here also, if you write Shalai Lishma, it's no good. I can ask me, let's try to figure this out. Say, why, Taka, can't you have Pasul Edom on the star? I'll tell you why. Pashut. You know why? Because you made a misaymach on them when the Edom of Syria die. You're going to bring a star and say, hey, where's the Edom? Oh, it's signed Edom. The signed Edom are not true. So that's why it has to be kosher Edom. For who said that's the reason to be Lishma? This is Tosis Kasher, Der Maschel Moida. Tosis answers at the end of Tosis, Der Maschel Moida, V'yesh Leimar, Kamokim Ikla Migzar, Chasima Otu Ksiva. So it's interesting. It's not really mezuyif metoychei per se, the word mezuyif metoychei, but he's saying here, there's a new reason why Rav Elazar has to be chasima l'shma. If you have a chasima, it got to be l'shma. Because if not, you're going to confuse it with the ksiva and not do ksiva l'shma either. So it's really different. The mezuyif metoychei of the psalm of Psul Apostle Edom is different than this thing. It's two different gzeres. One's gzeres, you might be samech on it. The other reason the gzeres is you might write the ksiva l'shma. Now, Rashi ground up, Yudam Beis is different from Mezuyif Metoychei. He says maybe you're going to use these Edom as Edom Asira. These Karav Apostolic Edom of Chasima, you're going to use them for Edom Asira. That's the Chash. He doesn't explain what's the Mezuyif Metoychei over here, but upon him, so, saying some say that since you're putting in the star already, it gets the din of the star, so that's why it's Mezuyif Metoychei. But upon him was saying, Rabbi Elazar agrees that if you sign already, it got to be done well, Lishma. Rav Ashi Amar a different Teretz. So one Teretz of one Malach in our Mishnah according to Rabbah is going to Rav Elazar. Rav Ashi says, Hamani Rav Yehudi, you know there's a man the Amar holds attacking you both. Hamani Rav Yehudi, the Rav Yehudi of Paisel, he's talking about there of being Talosh. Paisel Achtei Ksivasai, the Ksiva v'chasimasai v'talosh. Everything has to be v'talosh. Because he holds v'kasav is going both on the Ksiva and the Chasima. So the Rav Yehudi first holds both. You need both Lashma. So, frankly, Gemara, Makar, my time will have a community like Rabbi Yehuda. So, why don't you right away? We notice Rabbi Yehuda, it's a Tana, it's a Mishnah. So, why don't you right away say Rabbi Yehuda? We're going to Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, a whole Amud Gemara. Just go straight to Rabbi Yehuda. So, the Gemara, no. Madrina Rabbi Meir, first we want to try Zetzak Rabbi Meir, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, because Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir usually. So, Stam Mishnah Meir, Madrina, Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Madrina Rabbi Elazar, why? The Kaimalon Hilchasuk of Hasebe Gittin. We pass Rabbi Elazar the Edom Asira Karti regarding Gittin. That's why we try to Zetzan like Rabbi Elazar. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda was a last ditch effort, but really, we'd rather have it to be Rabbi Elazar Rameh. We talk ahead of Shafi Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Ashi says it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, like the Gemara says, we pass Rabbi Elazar when it comes to Gittin. Now, Tosis points out that the halacha is lav dafka begitin. Even Mishar Staris, we paskin eda masira karati. Now, it's very important to speak out that Taisa says that the halacha of eda masira karati, that they have to be shastin saget, is the only way it works. And according to that, Mandi Omar, eda chasima is not enough. You need eda masira. It's only eda chasima only there for tikkun olam. And this is coming to lafuke the riff. The shittas of the riff is that af eda masira karati, that Rabbi Elazar agrees that eda chasima karati and eda masira karati, and it's whole shaila he learns the Gemara before back upon him. That's that a riff learns. It's called lafuke the riff. And another thing Tosis points out that even if you're a mayor holds eda chasima karati, you need edim to watch the nesina. You know eda chasima make the star, but it's something called edis lekiyume. Edis have to watch the masira. That's another big point of Tosis. This that Tosis called edis lekiyume, and Tosis says by a regular mamonis, you don't need edis lekiyume because there you have a das baldin. Mashenkin by Gittin and Kedushin, the Dos B'din does not work because Chav L'Acherim, therefore you need Eidim Mesira. That's a big var. That's two big things in Tosfos that the Tosfos handles. That it's not like the Rif. And it also says they need Eidim Kiyumei. This Tosfos, the Kaim, is a very big Tosfos when it comes to the Lomdus of Eidim Mesira Karte, Eidim Chesim Karte.
Yeah. When does the Eidim Mesira happen?
When she gives over the get. When he gives it, when Shliach gives over the get, you have to have Eidim Mesira. Yeah.
What? What is the ramification of the
chesima
at all?
Because fear of Elazar? Because the Maisa, the Eidei chesima are the ones who you're going to be samech on, so therefore you have to be... Right, so that's the Vart, that's really the thing we've learned before, but Taisha speaks out, Taisha really evolves by this. It says, Elashimushu Eidei Mesira, Yechem Nesiyam, Shetinasi Ad Eidei chesima, the Mestoma Behechsher Nasa. When you sign a star, two Eidim sign a star, We assume that it was done correctly. The get was done correctly. Very good point. Very good kashas. One of the kashas. That's one of the kashas of the Rif. That the Rif holds. That's why he must hold Eidei Chesima Karti as well. But it's a good kasha. Taisus really is trying to deal with it. He's saying Mistama, if it was done correctly. It was done correctly and given over also correctly. It's a good question. How does that work exactly? How did that work? But then they didn't see it. They didn't see it. How could they eat this? They're using their edus. It's a good question. And that's really the Rif's Rayak negative Taisus. But Taisus solves that Mistama Behefshanasa, as Taisus says. Tanat, now we're going to go and analyze our Mishnah and see if it's Timzak Rabba or Rabba. This is going to go for Daf Dalet, Omad Aleph, Daf Dalet, Beis, and Daf Hey. Keeps it going. Tanat, we learned in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Mishnah. Rav Gamil Oima Afa Mevi Menarekim Nacheger. Rav Leza Omer Afa Filim Mekvar Ludum Lulut. That means that Rav Gamil adds on places that were close to Eretz Yisrael. He says, you have to say Fon Nechta from there also. Rav Eliezer says, even Kvar Ludum Alud, which means it was Mevla'is, it was Mamish swallowed up in the borders of Eretz Yisrael, but it wasn't in Eretz Yisrael, Mamish, you have to say. Va'ama Abaya, but Yaris HaSmuchas Eretz Yisrael, Mevla'is Tchum Eretz Yisrael, Askinon, that's what we're talking about. Yaris HaSmuchas, close cities, it's Rekha Mecheger, and Rav Eliezer, Vil Kvar Ludum Alud, that's Mevla'is Tchum Eretz Yisrael, Askinon. It's very, very close. I saw that city, it's very close. Mechlal. The Tanakhama Sava, Hani Loy Tzarach, those don't need it. Even though they're not part of Eretz Yisrael, but those do not need Befari Nechta, Befari Nechta. It means both Rekem, Cheger, and Kfar Ludum, Lud, both Smuchos and Mevlois do not need Befari Nechta, Befari Nechta. So what's the Peshat? My love, Hakim Efkid. Myself, Nishay Mikin Lashma. The Tanakam holds in Bikin Lishma, and therefore he holds that in those places, since it was close enough to Eretz Yisrael, they were Bnei Torah there. People moved there from Eretz Yisrael. That was a place where people went, and there was Bikin Lishma. Vahani Gemiri, they learned, they were close enough that they were Bnei Torah like Eretz Yisrael, like the neighbors. Lamayis is a different country, and from country to country you don't go. So therefore, there's not a lot of people going back and forth from country to country. There's a lot of border control. People don't go back and forth. You're not going to have Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimah. That's the Bi'er Machlekes. It comes out, Rava and Rava is Machlekes in the Mishnah. Tanakama holds Eim B'kiyim L'Shma, therefore those places are B'kiyim, you don't have to say. Mashenki, Rav Gamil, Rav Eliezer holds these places are not Shurim and not Eidim Mitzvim L'Kaimah. And actually, Taisa speaks that even at this point, Rav Eliezer would hold that Kfar Ludum Lud is just so close, there are people going back and forth, but it's a light plug in Chutz La'aretz. That would be Rav Eliezer. But Ikka, Mechagas, Rav Gamil, and Tanakama is, Eim B'kiyim L'Shma, and Eim B'kiyim L'Shma. So it's a kasha, it's Mechagas Rabba and Rava, it's Mechagas Tadayim. So the Gemara, Rabba Mataras Tameh, Rava Mataras Tameh. Each one of Mataras like their Shita. Rabba Mataras Tameh, the Kuli Yam Fish Eim B'kiyim L'Shma. Everyone holds, the reason is Eim B'kiyim L'Shma. So what's the machlekes? Tanakama Sava Hani Kim the Smucha is Migam Migmiri. Tanakama says since they're close enough, they are Bnei Torah, and therefore there's no chash of lishma. For also Gemir Lameimar Mevlois Gemiri Smuchas like Gemiri. Mevlois are Gemiri, but not Smuchas. It means Mevlois are Kfar Ludum Lud. Mevlois means like Rashi explains. Sometimes the border it goes from city to city, you make a line from city to city, and it's not straight. So sometimes it goes in towards Eretz Yisrael, and then it goes back out towards another city. So if you have a city in between that triangle, it's not really in Eretz Yisrael, but it's in the ear space of Eretz Yisrael, technically, it's Mevlois. So he holds Mevlois, because everyone holds Lishma now, Rav is saying. So he holds Mevlois, they didn't learn. But Smuchos, they do not learn it. And Tanakam argues. But also Rav Eliezer Lemeimer, Mevlois Nami, even though they're learned, Shloi Takav Medinas Yam. Shouldn't make a chilek. We don't make a loy plug Medinas Yam. We don't get mixed up. Medinas Yam needs Vayin Nechta Vayin Nechtam. That would be the Machlekes according to Rabbah. So according to Rabbah, everyone knows the Shema. Tanakama says all those places are learned. The Rav Gamil says no. that smuchos are not learned. Levlois are, smuchos are not. And therefore, from smuchos you have to say. And from levlois you all have to say because loy plug. Rabbam taras to make the kulam fish any mitzvah kaima. Everyone agrees that it's any of the mitzvah kaima. Tanakama sava, hani kim in the smuchos, since these are close, mishka shichi. All these places are shichi, people going back and forth. I agree to you, Mavlois, but Smuchos lo yishchichi, and therefore Smuchos you have to say before nechav nechnam. Also, Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar Mavlois nami loy so itach like Medina Siyam. You shouldn't be mechalek to lay plug by Medina Siyam, and therefore both Rabba and Rava could explain the machlokes even in their own shita and it's machlokes if how mitzuyim lekaimo or how bekiyim l'shma. And Rabbi Yehuda's definite pshat is there's a loy plug, but you say a loy plug by Medina Siyam.